Blog Talk Radio.
In the day of madness, when all is dark and all your daytime worries make your, in the dead of night, expanding your mind to the greater world about you. In the dead of night, when the night winds howl in the sacred halls of the castle walls. In the dead of night, when all is still, who will you be tonight?
This is Night Talk Radio on the TerrorCat Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host tonight, the purveyor of paranormal pontification, Colin Knight.
Good evening indeed. My name is Colin Knight. It's great to be with you for another session
of Night Talk Radio.
Tonight we've got a great show lined up as usual. Our producers and our talent scouts have been out and about finding the biggest and the best to bring to you the information that counts on the paranormal. Let's get away from the commercialism. Let's head back into the nitty-gritty of the spiritual and the reality of paranormal.
Comments and statements made by tonight's host or guests remain the opinion of the speaker and not necessarily the opinion of the TerrorChat Network.
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Ladies and gentlemen, your hosts, Colin Knight and co-host QMAC.
And indeed, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, madam and misses, boys and girls, mes enfants. Welcome to Night Talk Radio Live. I am your host, Colin Knight. And riding shotgun is co-host Hugh Mack. Good evening, Hugh. How are you doing tonight, bud?
Good evening, Colin. How are you?
I'm doing good. You're going to have to probably pull the freight tonight, Hugh, as you know from Tuesday's VOCR show. I have a raging cold, and we don't have much lung power, so I'm going to run out of lung power right away. So if I start asking a question and then suddenly don't make the end, you know, to the end, I'm counting on you, but counting
I'll
on you for sure.
I'll try and carry the mail for you.
Appreciate it. We'll do shout-outs. Shout-outs tonight to the Scottish lass. You are in our thoughts, my dear. You know, friends at this time in a person's life, with the heartache that you have received, are worth $1 million. And you have my numbers, you have my emails, and at any time, Scottish lass, you make sure you make that call or that email. To the BC Dreamcatcher, throw the old beast into four-wheel drive, kiddo, and get ready for a road trip to that big city called Calgary. And the Southeast Brickies, much better half, Beth. Christmas is a special time, especially for sugar plum princesses and fairies. Enjoy each moment, please. Co-hosting tonight, of course, is Hugh Mack. He's going to save my backside, hopefully, tonight, as I try and fight my way through this flu. Before we get to our fantastic guest, I got to say, Hugh, just as we were going on the air, I saw some terrifying news, which normally people would say would be brilliant news, but I get a notification that Iran and the allies have signed an agreement regarding their nuclear material. No doubt John Kerry has sold
what did
the
they sell out? What did they sell out to get it?
I don't know. We don't have the information yet, so I'm sure by the time we go on air on VOCR next week, we'll have all kind of cannon fodder. So tonight we have with us Ali Cheslick from New York City, New York lass. No holds barred with Ali. She says it as it is. It is quite clear that Ali is a professional spiritual medium. She's a healer, intuitive, a radio host. She's been consultant to a national and international clientele and sought after guests on many national and international radio programs, and she's also known as a psychic. and has demonstrated for audiences worldwide and on radio and TV. You know, I could go on for hours and hours and hours. The accolades just keep going. But rather than that, I'll tell you what, let's introduce her. Good evening, Allie. Welcome to Night Talk Radio, my dear.
Hi, and thanks for having me. How are you?
Well, I'm dying, but we'll get
over
it.
I know, I heard you have a cold. Oh, my gosh,
oh,
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's I don't know what happened. It hit me Sunday night, Monday morning, and it just hasn't let up. At least I'm sitting upright, and I'm out of bed, and I'm not stewing in my own sweat now, which is never a pretty thought. So, you know,
thanks for the visual.
Doing a little better. Doing a little better, but I have
well,
to get up.
Don't forget, take a little echinacea, which is good for you, and, you know, try to combat it proactive level.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a fighter. I don't give in easily. So, but anyway, so Allie, I got to tell you, before we even started tonight, we had the phone lines lighting up. We do have a couple of people already on hold. And we got a Trish from New York, and we have another one we haven't identified yet, but I know Hugh's going to get on that right away. Let me ask you this, Allie. When did you first realize that you had...
Good evening. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Who am I speaking with?
Nope, you're on the wrong one there. Let me just pop you onto the right bubble. There you go. Sorry. So, Allie, let me ask you, who exactly... Okay, we'll try this again. It's one of those nights tonight, I tell you. When did you first realize you had psychic energies?
Well, I mean, you know, the typical story is most of us recognized it when we were much younger. Some of us, you know, from the age of 4, 5, 6 and up. But it really, I mean, it kind of always was a part of my life. So the actual recognition of it, I think, came years later when I actually understood what it was I was doing, because I had no idea what I was doing, and I was always getting myself in trouble, you know, because my mother always thought I wanted to just be the center of attention, so I would come out with sort of these bold-faced statements, and I'd get in trouble. But then when they proved themselves to be true, or if someone, you know, that I had thought and said was going to cross over, you know, actually happened, you know, of course, you know, back in the day, it was sort of chalked up to, oh my God, I just brain farted on the word. Oh my God, why can't I think of the word? I'm like you guys now. All of a sudden I'm brain farting. I must be pulling in Colin's energy.
You must be. I'm dying. I tell you what it is. It's the snow. It's the snow in New York City. It's messing all of the frequencies. That's exactly
what it is. Well, I'm upstate New York, so I'm like 2 hours from the city. But, oh, my God, it's on the tip of my tongue, and I can't think of it.
So,
thank you very much. It was, you know, everything was very coincidental or coincidence. And okay. You know what? And I'm very, you know, I really am very left brain and very right brain at the same time. And I'm an Aries, so, you know, things have to make sense to me. I need to understand things, and I couldn't necessarily understand why I knew things about people that I didn't want to know and people I don't even know.
Right.
You know, and it wasn't until, and you know, the quick story was when I was 20 years old and I was living in Allentown, Pennsylvania. I guess one of my neighbors was a psychic medium from Canada. And I have actively searched, actually, for her since I've been on the Internet for quite a few years to find her. I remember her face, but I can't remember her name. But she approached me at the mailboxes about 2 weeks after I gave birth to my son. She apparently she was, like, one of the best psychic mediums in Canada back in 1986. And they moved her to Pennsylvania to work for a year on a big case that they had going on there. And so fast forward, she came to my apartment. We talked, and she told me about my aura. She told me, you know, she knew that I saw things. And, you know, she knew all these things about me, which kind of freaked me out a little bit. You know, and then she said to me, she says, don't worry, you know, in 20 years from now, you're going to be doing this work that I'm doing. And I thought she was, like, you know, all kinds of you know, crazy. You know, you know, I said to her, well, look, you know, I'm a bookkeeper. I waitress, you know, I just became a mom. So, yeah, I don't know about that stuff, but it sounds good. And, you know, and I mean, you know, I'll be damned. Here I am, you know, my son just turned 27. Here I am 27 years later doing exactly what she said I was going to do when I was 20 years old.
Isn't that interesting? You know, some people know what we're about before we know what we're about, right? I mean, it's just the way it is.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to be the singing attorney. I wanted to be like Barbara Streisand and Bette Midler and you know, Jane Oliver. And because I used to sing and entertain when I was much younger in gay and straight nightclubs. And I just wanted to be a singer. And then I always wanted to be a lawyer because I was always about the truth. And I wanted to put all the bad guys in jail. And I wanted to, you know, be triumphant. And I was a huge junkie of Showtime back in the day. I had a show on called Paper Chase. And so I was a huge Paper Chase John Houseman junkie.
I remember that show.
Yeah, and I love John Houseman. And he was one of the reasons I wanted to be an attorney. Like, I was like, I want to go to law school and have a professor like him. So, you know, I was an entrepreneur for a long time. I owned a business with my dead ex-husband. And who knew, you know, an accident, a couple of accidents and a few life changes and a few... role changes later, and here I am doing the work, and you know, and I have to say, I'm amazed every day at the ability to be able to do this work, the gift that is the work in terms of being able to help other people, or you know, ascertain information for other people that they don't have
Hello.
The information within themselves, you know, and I don't know, I'm just I really am. Very blessed on that level, and do I understand or really understand why I do what I do? I got no clue. I have no idea where it comes from. I always say, well, it's a gift from God, and, you know, and believe me, I've tried to walk away from this because there's so much, you know, cynicism and criticism and skepticism in this work, and I said, you know what, I'm not up for that. I don't want to be bothered with it, and every time I've tried to walk away in the last 10 years, you know, whether you believe in God or not, I do. And I just kind of like, and God's like, yeah, Allie, not happening. Here's somebody else for you to do and help, you know. So that's how
Isn't
I got that? Here.
Interesting. So when, how can I explain, ask this? When you're walking around in the New York City or when you're actually in New York, there's so much history around the area. Do you pick up vibes just willy-nilly? Are they just floating out there? Do they connect to you like a magnet and with no rhyme or reason?
Well, you know, you got to remember, everything is energy. So energy is everywhere. So spirit is everywhere. You know, which is why we always try to tell people that even though your loved ones may not be here in a physical form, you know, upon the physical transition, they go back to spirit. They go back to a spiritual form or a spiritual form of energy. And so that energy is always around us, you know, all the time, much like even, you know, spirits or ghosts or, you know, or energies of a building, you know, the positive, that negative feeling. It's always there. It's just when you learn to use the word, and this is a very good word that people should really, if they don't understand it, they should look it up, but discernment. But really what discernment is having the ability to differentiate the energies, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, whatever the case is. But that's really what you're doing. And yes to your answer, you know. But I tell you, I love going down to Manhattan with my daughter. I was down there not too long ago I won tickets to go see Pitbull at GMA, which is Good Morning America here. And, you know, we stayed at this hotel on 8th Avenue and 22nd called The Gem, and I was in the shower the night before we were leaving to come back home, and I had a spirit come at me with a hand motion on a repetitive thing. It was almost very circular, you know. He'd come running at me and then do this thing with his hand, and then the energy would dissipate, and then he would come back at me again. So it was like residual energy from, you know, the hotel. And so I've been trying to do a little research and finding out the back history on the hotel, but it was definitely, from my energy, where that shower was at that point in the hotel, that was definitely the scene of a murder back in probably, I would say, the 20s, the late 20s, early 30s was what my feeling was. So So, yeah, you know, it's always around. You know, no matter where you go, there's always energy. It's just a matter of how you discern it, what you pick up from it, and, you know, what can you do with it at that point.
Well, as you go about your life and as you grow and experience the things that you do, Allie, do you find that your gift becomes easier? The actual understanding the information that's being given to you, does it become easier to you?
Well, it's like a continual education. You know, it's like someone like my husband who does orthopedics, but he has to do what they call CME, so it's just continuing medical education, or a nurse, or a school teacher, or, you know, a lawyer. There's always a continuous education going on, whether it's, you know, whether you're doing something that is book work or studying with a teacher, or it's things that your guides or that your the energy, the angels around you that are, or, you know, your loved ones are filtering into you. And so for me, it's like a muscle. It's like anything else. The more you work at it, the better it gets. But at the same time, it's always changing and evolving. And that would make sense because we're always changing and evolving, or at least we're supposed to. You know, an evolved soul will eventually get us all to a place of enlightenment. I mean, so when you really think about it, you know, it's like you things that were very symbolic maybe 10 years ago are still symbolic, but not maybe as much as the new energy that comes in or the new symbols that show up. The way most mediums work, or the way most psychics work, is that they get things either, and this is one of the best ways I can describe it so that everyone can understand. It's like, if you just take one of your loved ones, say your mother, father, sister, brother, okay, and you close your eyes, right? When you close your eyes, you have a visual in your mind's eye of what that person looks like, correct?
Right.
It's the same thing for what a medium does. The only difference is I shouldn't know what that person looks like or feels like or smells like, okay? But because I'm more in tune to those energies, I'm able to sense and get the feeling of all the 5-6 senses that we're using to discern the energy of the person or the entity that's, you know, coming through. So that's the best way that I can explain it to people. It's a memory that I shouldn't have. So when I close my eyes and I, you know, if I close my eyes, sometimes I don't have to, but I can either see them in my mind's eye or the energy will play out much like a movie in your head, or I'll get things very symbolically. And so what they do, what spirit will do, and it's not just with me, it's with everybody, whether you consider yourself an intuitive or not an intuitive, it doesn't matter. Spirit will always use things that are known to you so that you can discern the information. So in other words, I had a client probably about 10 years ago who, okay, Spirit showed me a box of Frosted Flakes. Mm-hmm. So, so most people know Frosted Flakes, Tony the Tiger, General Mills cereal, whatever.
Right.
And so from that, I needed to discern, okay, where is the connection to the person that I'm talking to? Is it the fact that the person's name is possibly Tony? Is there a connection to a tiger, or was this just the cereal that the person really loved to eat?
Mm-hmm.
So there's three things that you can, you know, discern, or the three pieces of information that you can acquire just from that one symbolic energy of a cereal box. Do you follow
gotcha.
What I mean?
Gotcha. I do indeed. Yes.
You know, so
and,
I mean,
and
it works that way for everybody. It's not just me. I just happen to step out onto the platform, but for yourself or for your listeners out there, you know, we all have the ability to use our intuition to help guide us. It's an internal guidance system that we all come into life with. And it's so part of my work for me is not to get people to be reliant upon me, because that would not be my job. My job would be to help you understand what you're sensing, what you're seeing, what you're feeling, what you're intuiting, and then help you learn how to walk your own path and do this work for yourself. Do you follow what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
Yes, I do.
No psychic, if any psychic ever makes you feel like you have to constantly go back to them, that's not a healthy person for you. And even mediums, you know, if I talk to somebody once or twice, You know, I'm good like that. You know, if there's a third time, it's possible. But more than that, I would tell people, you know, go find another medium. Because,
right.
You know, because at that point, I think it's just abusive then, not only to the medium, but to the client and to the spirit. Because, you know, you could have three mediums in a room all pick up on the same family, let's say, in the same energies, but I may pick up on the aunt and the uncle, someone else may pick up on the mother and father, and someone else may pick up on a sister or a
right.
cousin or a friend. And
right.
so, you know, we're all able to tap into that energy, but each one of us, based upon our own soul's evolution, are able to tap into different energies and entities, you know, equally but differently, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Can I jump in here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Second. Hi, Allie. This is Hugh. It's a pleasure talk to you, by the way. How are you?
Thank you. You too. I'm good.
Sorry to step on you a few minutes ago there. I'm just learning the board. My question is this. What you're picking up on spirits or energy for people for whom you're doing readings, things like
right.
that, how do you know if what you're getting is genuine, if you even know?
If the information is genuine or the spirit is genuine?
Either, actually.
Okay. I would have to say it goes along the lines of trust. And again, that big word that I used earlier, which was, I said discernment. Because someone else asked me a very similar question who happened to be very religious and said, well, how do you know that you're talking to a spirit? You're not talking to a demonic energy or, you know, so forth. And this is where when you start to train yourself, when you start to work that mental muscle, when you start to work those spiritual muscles, and of course that's my husky in the background barking, you learn after a while, like anything else. You know, it's like riding a bike. You get on, you start to pedal, okay, you fall off a few times and you're like, oh crap, I gotta get up. It's really trial and error to you learn and understand the flow of the energy. I always pray, and I put it out there before I do any session, any radio show, anything to do with anything spiritual works, is that I ask for protection of Archangel Michael, who's my, you know, he's my homeboy. And, you know, I always ask for the armor of God to surround and protect me so that I put it out there to spirit. I don't want to connect to anything that is not of positive love and light.
Right.
Have I connected over the years, like when I've done paranormal investigations, to things that were not so kosher? Yes. You know, I've crossed the paths and I have photographs of shadow people. My husband and I did an investigation one night. It was the first time that he had went. And, you know, we caught some ghosty ghosts on camera. Actually, that film, I think, is still on my old MySpace page. So, you know, but I do want to clarify this, and I really have to say this because it wouldn't be ethical if I didn't. But I want people to understand something. You can watch all the paranormal TV shows in the world, and that's great. But people
mm-hmm.
need to remember it's for entertainment purposes only. So,
mm-hmm.
in other words, believe half of what you see and half of what you hear, and the other half is Hollywood.
Right,
because
something
need to
has to
that.
Happen on a show, yeah.
Well, of course, and there's a cut, and it's the same thing with the, and don't get me wrong, it's the same thing with the medium shows, all the shows that, you know, that highlight mediums, and I'm not shit talking anybody. It's just the truth of what it is. You know, cut, copy, edit, and paste to put it together to put together a power-packed 60-minute show so that people will glue themselves to the TV. But you know, as a paranormal investigator, you can go to a haunted location, sit there all day long, and get absolutely nothing. Go back the next day, and the first 20 minutes, it's like, oh my God, you know, it's like crazy energy. So.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, there's no rhyme and reason to it, but spirit is always around all the time. There's no such thing, and I'm going to put this disclaimer out there, but there's no such thing as, you know, dead people only show up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, or dead time is 3 a.m. That's something that, you know, Paranormal State put out, but that's an incorrect and a very invalid statement. But they're dead. They're around 24/7. They're not just around
yeah.
at 3 o'clock in the morning when you shut the lights off and put your flashlights on. So
hard to imagine that time matters to them anymore.
It doesn't. There is no time. We use linear time because we need something to keep us, you know, in alignment, but there is no time on the other side per se. So.
And that's why right at the beginning of the show, there's a little poem, it's called In the Dead of Night. And it's in there with tongue in cheek because everybody thinks that only ghosts come out after midnight when all is quiet and dark and ooh, you know? And
I don't subscribe to that, but
if that is exactly if that is another dimension, their time frame could be absolutely completely different. One day to them could be 100 years to us. We have no communication in that respect as far as their linear time, our linear time. And let me say this.
And I'm hoping this will also help you understand, both of you, and of course your audience. Okay, when a psychic or a medium intuits the information, okay, and you're asking me how do I know, you know, what I'm connecting to, whatever, right. The only way that I have an absolute answer is if the person that I'm giving the information to understands it, can accept it, and it's truth to them. So in other words, listen, you know, I mean, and she should rest in peace. You know, Sylvia Brown just passed away. But Sylvia Brown used to say everybody is the age of 30 on the other side. Well, can you prove that?
Yeah.
Of course you can. See, none of us can prove anything with any absolute anything. We're like running hypotheses is really what we are. These are theories. These are ideas. These are things that we understand. The only factual information that comes through that we can say with any sense of clarity is when I connect to a spirit and I give the information to the person, or I'm intuiting, you know, their records, their energy, however I'm working all the energy around. The only absolute I have at that moment is number one, the feeling that I feel, but number two, if that person can understand or validate what I'm saying, because
run to that.
You know,
that.
So in other words. You know, if I told, you know, Mary that she had red underwear on, okay, and she's like, oh, my God, I'm wearing red underwear. Okay, why do I know that, and how do I know that? I have no idea. But if that's what I'm hearing, I trust what I get from my guides and from my angels and from God, who I work with. And then if she can validate it, so I just made a statement of truth, whether it's truth to anybody else is inconsequential. At that moment in that time, it's her truth.
Gotcha. I tell you what, let's do a quick break here, Allie.
Sure.
We've got the phone lines are lit up like a Christmas tree. We're spanning from England to Michigan to New York City, all over the place. So we'll do a quick break. Everybody refresh your glasses. Smoke them if you got them. We'll be right back.
Okay.
The following information presented tonight is submitted for your scrutiny. The opinion of the speakers may not necessarily be the opinion of the Terror Chat Radio Network or hosts. Night Talk Radio are the purveyors of information. You, the audience, shall be the judge. KBNM Talk. Stir up the gift of God, which is in thee. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but the power and of love and of a sound mind. Kevin Chappelle, author of the blockbuster book, The Bible.
The Kepler satellite has identified 2,000 planets orbiting other star systems. So tonight, when you look at the night sky, realize that somebody could be looking back at you. Now, if there is a life form out there, they could be literally millions of years ahead of us. The universe is 13.7 billion years old, so a million years is nothing compared to the age of the universe. And for the most part, I think they're going to be friendly. But if they are hostile, it would be like Bambi meeting Godzilla if we ever had to fight them.
You're listening to Night Talk Radio on the Terror Chat Radio Network.
I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal before this decade is out of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the Earth.
Well, realize that if they're that advanced, they can reach the Earth from a distant star. They are already thousands of years ahead of us in technology. And we would present no military challenge to such an advanced civilization. Now realize, for the most part, there are lots of uninhabited planets with resources on them. So if they can reach the Earth, they can certainly reach other planets that are uninhabited. So for the most part, I think they're going to leave us alone. But if one of them is hostile, watch out. We would be a pushover for them. Forget all the Hollywood movies.
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
And indeed, we are live in Night Talk Radio, live on a wonderful Saturday evening with Ali Chervik, fantastic psychic medium. Ali, we have researched you upside down, backwards, inside out, and I got to tell you, everything that we read of you is amazing, and you are the real deal, psychic, and I love that of you, because you tell it the way it is. And it's so refreshing just to have open dialogue with somebody that is willing to say, look, bullshit, you know?
But that's the thing. You know what I mean? Why not be honest about the work, and why not be honest about, you know, just everything? You know, for me, it's like, look, you know, I do this work. There are days where I impress myself. There are days where I will get off of a reading and I'll say to my husband, oh, my God, I nailed that reading, and I have no freaking idea where any of that information came from.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll get testimonials, you know, sometimes a week, bless you, a year, a month later, whatever it is. And I'm like a little kid. You know, I get a testimonial in my email, and I'm like, okay, and I make my family just sit around and I'll scream it and read it from the other room. And then, you know, I'll come out of the room and I'll do like the football field run, like, yeah, score, you know, because you know what? It's such an amazing feeling to be able to give information to people, and it really does help them. And I'm not about just the psychic stuff. It's like, look, some of the stuff is common sense. And I mean, let's face it, you know, some of it is just common sense. And then some of it is psychic, some of it is mediumistic. So I really take the best of everything I've got to give, and I do it from my heart, because I really do care about people. And when someone's leg is being pulled, I'm going to call, you know, I'm going to call bullshit on it. So
that's the way it has to be, and we do appreciate that of you. And I tell you what, we've had this young lady, Trish.
Like, I scared you on the phone.
Oh, you scared me on the phone when I talked to you a couple of weeks ago. I had to turn the lights on, and it was in the middle of the darn day. Trish from New York City has been holding for 40 minutes and 45 seconds. Trish, thank you for your patience, my dear. You had a question for Ali.
I do. Thank you for taking my call. Ali, I had a question about a job change.
Okay, when's your, just give me your month and day of birth.
9/18.
Okay, so happy birthday. Belated birthday. Okay, so can I ask you, do you have like a hazel or green eye?
I have brown eyes.
You have brown eyes. Okay, where's the hazel and green eye connected to you, or... Someone whose eyes almost look very chameleon in nature, so that, like, they change with the clothing. Do you follow what I mean?
I do follow what you mean, but I'm not very observant, so it could be right in front of me and I wouldn't even know.
Okay. That's funny. I'm sorry for laughing, but I think it's funny. Okay. 9/18, so that's a Virgo energy, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, I just want to clarify, I'm not an astrologer, a numerologist, or any of that. I just, when I ask for your first name and your month and day, it's just for me to be able to get into your energy a little bit quicker, because we're on radio, even though I still take forever to do answers because I'm good like that. So as far as career change goes, do you work right now in what I would call something along the lines of like public relations or customer service?
I do.
Okay. So here's the thing for me. You have an opportunity, I believe, to change that, but I think I almost want to say to you either to go back to school and take some classes to do something different. Like, I really feel like you would really excel in your own business, being self-employed, but also in support of other people. So if you technically even wanted to start, like, your own PR firm, I almost feel like that would be really great for you, too. You have this way of really helping other people kind of shine on some level, and people are always coming to you and asking you for advice. So it's like, you know, take the best of what you do. Like, I think creatively you've got tremendous artistic energy for me, whether it's in actual art or you write really well. But I feel like there's really a great flow of that energy for you. Like, do you blog at all also?
I don't blog. I'm more in the customer service end than the PR end.
Okay. But here's the thing. You could do that. I'll put it to you this way. You know, like when we're little kids and we believe that we can do anything we put our minds to?
Right.
So I want to reiterate that information to you. I almost feel like, and see if this makes sense, but I almost feel like what it was you wanted to do as a kid, you were kind of told you really couldn't, and so you should do something different.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay, so now it's kind of like, okay, we got our big girl panties on, and it's like whatever it is that you really want to do, like you would be great in PR, you could be great in healthcare, you've got a really great healing vibe for me, so you could even, if you don't do Reiki right now, but I kind of feel like you have a little healing background, you could do work with that. Anything that you can do, Trish, that's working with the public to elevate their energy, your own energy, to support, or to do something of that nature, that's sort of right up your alley. Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
So for me, I would say this to you, you know, as you kind of shift into next year, more into the spring, maybe even look to take a class or two to kind of maybe guide you even in a little bit of a direction where you're feeling like you want to go. But I think that the job change for me, too, if you do that and you kind of want to switch jobs or do something a little bit different, I'm still going to say probably March would be the time frame that I feel like that would be the appropriate time for you to put your resume out there and then make some changes. Also, let me just ask you, are you connected? Do you have two children?
I do not.
Okay. Are you one of two? Let me ask it that way.
No, I'm one of six.
Okay. They keep giving me a two-children connection, and I want to go connected to you, connected through into your mother's side of the family. So do you understand that?
I don't, but I've been told that before, and I have to tell you, it always puzzles me.
Okay. So I'm not going to ask you your age on air, but are we still a childbearing age?
No.
Okay. So I don't know where the two kids come in connected, but there's an energy of, and I'll be honest, it's a boy and a girl's energy. So for me, that can either also be that you are either an aunt or that you've got a niece and a nephew that you're close to, or that so somebody is one of two connected, or there's two children, but there's a really strong energy of those children connected to you, your energy, and also through your mother. And the intuitive energy for me also comes in through your mother's side of the family. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know what else to say with that. I keep seeing these little kids running around you, laughing and giggling. So I'm not sure where to place that with you. But I hope it makes sense at some point, and you can let me know.
Yeah, I'll definitely send you an email.
But if I'm not the only one that said it to you, then there's something energetically out there. So it's a matter of connecting the dots. But honestly, and again, I'm not going to blow smoke up your butt. But to be honest, if you're going to make a job change and it'll be successful for you, next March, April would be the time frame. And if you go back to school or you decide to change careers, no matter what you do, you're actually going to find some great success in it. But I want you to do it for you, not because somebody said you should or because somebody said you can't. I want you to follow your heart, because that's where you're going to make your most money and the most and sort of leave a legacy behind for yourself.
Okay.
So there you go,
Thank
Trish.
You so
I
much.
Hope that has helped you.
It has.
And I really have appreciated your wait, my dear.
Okay. Thank you again.
Thanks,
Trish. Good luck.
So, You see, when I see
something like that with the kids and stuff, like I won't backpedal and go, okay, you know, I won't keep pushing to make it fit. I just want to understand where it's connected. But energetically, it's there around her because I can hear the kids laughing, and I can see her mother's energy and the connection to the grandmother, great-grandmother. So there's something connected there. And it's a matter of her then kind of sort of researching the information, maybe, you know, it could even be past life related, but I try not to get into the past life too much because, again, you know, I believe in the past life energy, but how do you really prove it? You can't. You know, it's again, it's sort of a theory. If it aligns with someone and a past life energy makes sense, great. But there's really no absolute to, you know what I'm saying, to saying, well, oh, you were a goddess in a past life in the Greek mythology. You know, anybody could say anything, you know, so I try to keep it real. You know what I mean?
Now, there's a question I do want to ask. Why is it whenever a Hollywood star or somebody of some importance says that they had past lives, why is it they're always either Cleopatra, Julius Caesar, Alexander the Great? Why aren't they Beth the bar wench from Luton, England? You know? Well, why are they always these big high-polluting people? Is that the trigger telling you that they're full of you-know-what?
Yes, because not everybody is Cleopatra, and half the time they're probably very saucy wenches or even murderers or people that, you know, didn't do such nice things. I mean, there's a theory, and I'm going to say it that way, that, like, people that have on some level suffered or lived a very poor life in one lifetime, they'll come back and they'll live a higher elevated life the next lifetime, and then they'll come back and they'll live a very wealthy lifetime. They'll come back and they'll experience various types of lifetimes and energies because that's what their soul wants to have the experience. So, you know, I've come across, over the past probably 15 years, you know, four or five women that have been very connected to the goddess Isis, which is, you know, and I don't really know a whole lot about Isis, not that I can remember off the top of my head. I'm brain farting anyway. But, you know, I found that interesting. Can I prove it or can I? No, but all five of them over the periods of time have all correlated information that they've attuned to from other readings or past life regressions or different things done with other people over the years that would validate that energy that I picked up for them. You know, right. But not everybody can be, you know, a king and a queen. Sorry.
Do you think we ever go backwards, Holly? Do you think we ever go from a higher elevated life to a lower type of life? We do go backwards sometimes?
Yes, because, well, think about it. If you always live a highfalutin lifestyle, then how can you ever possibly understand someone who's coming from meager means? You can't. You can never relate to that energy. So for instance, even in today's, you know, life, you look at some of the most wealthiest people in the world. You know, can they really relate to somebody who is homeless or poor? I mean, do they give out of their pocket to help that person, or are they a person that sort of keeps their funds to themselves? You know, and I'm making it a very broad-based statement, but, you know, it's sort of like, in order for your soul to be very well-rounded, you have to have the experience of many different types of lives. Otherwise, it's all one-sided. It's sort of jaded a little bit.
Right.
So, I mean, that's the theory. That's, you know, can any of us say it with any absolute? Like I said, no. But from my personal experience in the last 20 years, you know, these are the things that sort of come out. You know, there are lifetimes where people don't complete the life. They don't live to a ripe old age. You know, they die young, or they died of a disease, or they died of a murder, or they committed murder, or they, you know, they've done things that, you know, or they were hookers, you know what I mean, or somebody was, you know, whatever. They talk about how you bring some of that energy forward, life after time, life after lifetime. You know, it's kind of like this, and I'll give it to you guys this way. Have you ever had a conversation with someone and all of a sudden you just knew all this information, and then you started to spew all this information, and then afterward you thought about it and go, geez, where did all that come from? You know,
yeah,
so there's
yeah.
there's a theory that, you know, within the context of our DNA, because it's so complex, that we have all these little bits of information from past life energy in that DNA, and then all of a sudden, you know, conversations or people or soulmates or twin flames or whatever, you know, whatever verbiage people want to use, you know, all of a sudden it triggers that information. I mean, there have been times where I've had a conversation with someone, you know, about mathematics or something, and I'm like, wait a minute, I did heinously a trigonometry. How did I know all that? You know, like, do you understand what I'm saying? So, so there's
yes,
those,
I do, yeah.
And everybody experiences that on some level or another, and you kind of look around and go, really, did I just say that? Oh, my God, where'd that come from?
So, Allie,
how do you,
how
do you explain that?
I don't think there's any way to explain it. There's a third portion of a psychic's brain that tunes that stuff in, that pulls it out of the air, and it's usually darn accurate, as you are being tonight. We have Annie from Westland, Michigan. She's on the line. Annie, good evening. Welcome to Night Talk Radio. You have a question for Allie.
I do. Thank you so much for taking my call, Allie. It's a pleasure to listen to everybody's conversation, and I appreciate the opportunity to ask you about work. I hate to repeat a question, but it seems to be in the air this evening. So,
Annie, are we a dark-haired Annie?
Not necessarily, no. I'm a little darker. I'm a little darker than I usually am because
My mother used to say that she was a bright redhead by choice. So anyway, go ahead.
Well, I'm just kind of tapping into your. Were you technically born with brown hair?
No, I was. Well, it's ash blonde. So there's no refractive property to it, but it's an ash blonde.
So it's like a dirtyish. Okay.
Yeah.
So when's your birth? And I love that name anyway. It reminds me of John Denver. So when's your birthday?
October 25th.
Okay, so you just celebrated. Okay, happy belated.
Yeah.
And that's,
thank you.
That's Scorpio, right?
Correct.
Oh, Scorpio women. Hey, she's single. Scorpio women are great lovers, I'll say. And I don't know that personally. I'm just saying I hear from clients. I want to dispel that myth quick. Let me see. Okay. So actually this is, I'm just kind of, I do a little automatic writing while I talk to you and everything else. So this is actually a perfect time for change for you. So that must be the theme tonight, but it actually is a perfect time of change. So again, almost like with Trish, you know, anything that you really want to change and do in terms of work, you know, it's really energetically right in your space right now. So if you wanted to go back to school and take some courses and do something different other than what you've been doing, you know, this is actually the perfect time to do it. And my feeling is that what you used to do has become more of an energy where they're hiring a younger people for less money. Would that make sense?
I'm believing so.
Okay, but I would it be fair to say that you do you already have a degree or some sort of a certificate from a program?
I have a trade school certification from about 30 years ago.
Okay, that's okay. So you're valid. So this is what I'm saying to you. It's time to update and renew. And to be honest with you, I mean, you're great at communication. You know, customer service, or again, you know, even dealing with the public. You know, you've got, and the other thing, too, is if you really wanted to shift gears and do something, I feel like with you, you could also write and do something creative. And I would this be fair to say, but are you like a lover of home cooking?
Oh, my God, yeah, absolutely.
So for me, and I say it this way because I'm smelling like the aromas of cooking. Like, I like to cook. I'm not a lover of cooking. I mean, I like to cook, and I cook because I have to eat, you know. But I know my feeling with you is that you really love to cook, and that's sort of like a little secret passion for you. So, like, you're probably my Food Network junkie. So what I'm going to say to you.
That's more than on target, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And I want to go to, do you really like Ina Garten, too, and well, I'm not going to say Rachel Ray so much, but I kind of feel like, you're kind of into that sort of creative, and I don't know. What I'm going to say this: go to cooking school, or go to school, or take some classes in cooking. You know, doesn't take much to get a home certification for you to become someone that can teach other people to cook from home. You could start your own little home-based cooking business where you get to teach people how to create and make recipes and do those different things and sort of be like a home, a home chef.
God, so, that's funny. That's a friend of mine was just asking me if I'd teach her how to make my Thai peanut sauce and my cheesecakes, because I sell them both.
And there you go.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying to you. That is very much in alignment. That's really where your energy is at for me. And like I said, a little entrepreneurship never hurt no one. Maybe take a couple of classes at like a local college that has a culinary program, just to sort of fine-tune your energy, but you're a natural at what you do. So, and then you can actually apply to, the local, I can't think of the name of it off the top of my head, but, you know, where you can get a certification to be able to be like a home cook and do like a home chef and have your kitchen certified and whatever. And listen, you know, you charge per student, you do a 6-week course, and you're making money for yourself, and you're doing what you love to do.
That would be just awesome.
And to be honest with you, if you're going to start that energy for yourself, I would say take the next 2 months, 3 months, and start planning and preparing for yourself. If your friend wants the recipes and your friend wants to be the teacher, okay, you know, that's your friend. But don't forget, you know, you could put it out in like a local penny saver that you're doing home. You know, there are so many people that would love to learn how to cook and not have to spend a lot of money. So even if you did it for like $20 a class, you know, or $25 a class, and you get 10 people in a class, you know, have them, you know, in the very beginning, have them bring their own tools. You know, have them bring their own mixers and their own pans and their own thing. I mean, there's ways that you can do that. You can end up maybe renting a space. So there's different opportunities available to you to be able to take what you do and love and then share it. And don't forget, if you decided to open up, you know, your own business, there's a lot of wonderful money available for women in business, especially small-based businesses, and loans and grants and scholarship money that's available no matter what age you are as a woman. They want women to succeed in business, so I would look into that as well.
I love that. I love it, love it, love it. Thank you so much. I used to cook in a restaurant just on a whim. I mean, it was fun, and I've always wanted to get back into it. So, and I'm a creative writer, so thank you.
Yeah, but the restaurant business, not so much for you.
No. I don't want that again.
More
I don't want
the
to go
alignment
back to that.
Of teaching and creating and blogging and then having students, and eventually you may end up opening up your own, you know, small local school. But listen, there's a lot of new brides that don't know how to cook. There's a lot of people that, you know, just don't know how to cook or want to learn to take it to the next level. So, you know, and then there's plenty of people like yourself that end up going on, you know, MasterChef and those types of shows with their art, you know, their food is their art. So I wish you a lot of luck. I know you're going to be successful. It'll take you a good year to get it going, but I have a feeling you're going to do it and do it really well.
Oh, gosh. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for letting me call in, and I'll connect with you in the ethers on Facebook or someplace and let you know how that goes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. Thank you.
I'm rooting for you.
All right. Happy holidays, everyone.
You too. Have a nice Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
I did have another question for you, Allie.
Sure.
Are you familiar with the I heard you mention coincidence a little bit earlier on, and over time I've come to translate coincidence as singular. At least most coincidences seem to be synchronistic.
Yes.
It just happens out of a vacuum.
When we were growing up, you know, our parents were old school. I mean, I'm 47, so, you know, and I had a Jewish mother, oh my God, and my father was Lebanese, my father was an Arab, so I had a great combo. You know, so everything with them was sort of, you know, oh, it's a coinkydink, it's a coincidence. But I really don't, you know, listen, what are the odds of things being constantly coincidental? Because there are people who, that constantly have things that are coincidental in their life. Just like today, I was sharing a story with my husband, and I was talking about Jersey City, New Jersey. And then we started talking about, you know, the Ramones, and it kind of led from one thing to the next. And then, you know, we started looking certain things up. And then the couple of things that we looked up, the people that we were talking about, well, their birth of origin was Jersey City, New Jersey. So was that a coincidence or was that synchronistic? Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't necessarily know that.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, I don't think that, I think coincidence is what people call it when they're not interested in making the connection.
I think coincidence is what people call it when they're afraid of making the connection.
Okay, yeah.
Because if somebody makes that connection and they understand it to be synchronistic, then it puts their belief systems even sometimes, you know, on hold or on question because, you know, how can that be? But the more you look at the way the dots connect in your life, if you go back, I mean, if A didn't happen to you, then B wouldn't have happened to you, and then C wouldn't have happened to you, and then you wouldn't be here at this moment with this person had you not gone through all those other things. And all those other things you might have thought were coincidences were very synchronistic and needed to be in that flow of your life very succinctly so you can get from point A to point B. So, I mean,
comes right down to the issue of even when something happens to you, you don't even really know whether it's good or bad until you've had some time to put a context to it and see how it works out. Because something that seems bad right now, you look at in 10 years and say, that was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Well, but yes, but I mean, and like in my life, you know, somebody on Facebook, everybody's been putting out, you know, the top 7 things or 10 things or 11 or 25 or 15 things. And so I had 2 people give me the numbers and then mine was 22. So I put my top 11, I split it. And I've had some very, what people would consider very bad, almost heinous things happen to me. But I and at the time and in the moment of the experience, yes, it was a negative, not so happy experience, but years later I can look back at it and be grateful for the experience, because had I not had those experiences, I would not have made the subsequent choices that got me to where I'm at today. So
right,
I have to be grateful
all.
For those. Yeah, I have to be grateful for those experiences as well, even though at the time I was not a happy girl. But
right.
But understanding the connection from A to B to C and so forth, I have to be grateful for that, because if I hadn't walked that path, I wouldn't have my kids I have. I wouldn't have married my second husband. You know, the first one wouldn't have died. You know what I mean? So I have
yes.
to look at all those things and go, I'm grateful for everything that I've experienced, good, bad, and indifferent, because it just makes me who I am. And I'm kind of cute, so.
You most certainly are. You are. You're a wonderful young lady. A couple of weeks ago when we got together on Skype and out of the blue, you started giving me a reading, and you literally scared the pants off me, because nobody knows that much about myself. Nobody. And I mean nobody. And
I know,
you
and
hit...
I can feel your walls going up, and I'm like,
yes.
But then when your mom
yeah.
came through, I was like, yeah, you ain't getting away from your mom.
Yeah.
No, that ain't happening.
Yeah, that was a little freaky.
But
hey, look,
you see, but even in that, you know, you're always grateful for whatever. And I don't remember everything I said, which is why I tell people, write it down and pay attention, because it's not my place to remember everything. If it did, I'd look like a bobblehead on the front of your car. So
exactly. Look, guys, we're coming up to the top of the hour. Normally, we would drop out of the show right now and say thank you very much and all that other good stuff. But you want to go another 30 minutes, Ali? I've got 4 more calls which you've been holding.
Sure.
And we've got one from England coming up next. And let's do a quick break, reset the board. Everybody, go fill your glasses, go do your evolutions or whatever it is you have to do. And as usual, got 'em.
You're listening to Night Talk Radio on the Terror Chat Radio Network. You're listening to Night Talk Radio on the Terror Chat Radio Network.
A monolith there, a very unusual structure on this little potato-shaped object that goes around Mars once in 7 hours. When people find out about that, they're going to say, who put that there? God put it there.
Nostradamus and the Antichrist, codenamed Mabus, with John Hope in the night. According to Genesis, Eden, or Eden, is where Adam was created from dust and Eve from one of his ribs. Others, however, have a more high-tech version of how human life began.
It is a real problem, and there's quite a few of us, and some of us are privileged to have been briefed on some of it. It's been well covered up by all of our governments for the last 6 years or so, but slowly it's leaked out.
347-324-3287, 347-324-3287, and we remind our listeners of the archived shows. 3 years of fabulous interviews of some amazing guests. Come to the blog, Night Talk Radio. 347-324-3287, 347-324-3287. Things that go bump in the night. To contact the show by email, send your email to terrorchat2012@gmail.com. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight.
Yes, and as we normally say, we are heading out of here after an hour, but we are holding over to 90 minutes because we have with us Ali, and the calls just keep coming out, and it would be terrible if we were to let these people go without having a reading. We have a young lady from Lancashire, England. Her name is Victoria, and she has been holding very, very patiently for us. Victoria, good evening. Welcome to Night Talk Radio, and... here is Ali. You have something for Ali.
Hi, Ali. Hi, thank you, Colin. Are you doing okay?
Hi, Victoria. Oh, my God, I love your energy. You are so cute. Oh, my God, you have this. Now, okay, so, you know, I read energy, right, and whatever. So, so as soon as you said your name and then I heard you say hi, you know, I get this vision that you're just, okay, so I'm 5'9", so that you're a little shorter than I am, and you just have this magnanimous smile, this personality that is so attractive to people. So go ahead, you know.
Yeah,
I
no,
just,
you
I
know,
can just
no,
see you're smiling from ear to ear right now, so.
Yeah, I always do. Oh, yeah, there's definitely a connection there.
yeah, I'm very spiritual. I keep seeing a cross and a crucifix connected to you, so that would tell me that there's a Catholic and or a Christian connection to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Okay, but besides the religious perspective, you're very, very spiritual. Would that make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
And also very connected to Mother Mary. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. So go ahead. When's your birthday? I'm sorry. When's your birthday?
It's tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh. Tomorrow's the 24th,
fifth.
Right? Yeah.
No, sorry. In the UK, it's the 24th now, so it's the 25th tomorrow.
What
time is it right now, Victoria?
Sorry?
What time is it there right now?
Oh, it's really late. It's 4 a.m. I've been doing various things, and I was just drawn, and I thought, okay, so, yeah, I've just phoned randomly. So, yeah, it's really late, but I'm very energetic.
Go ahead. So you have a question for Ali?
Well, I don't really have a question. As I said, I was just drawn, so it was just really, what have you got for me, really? Do you know what I mean? And obviously, obviously, when I just first started speaking, you got the connection there, really. So, yeah, I was just wondering if you could just link in with me, really, Ali.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And let me just say happy birthday.
And we
love our Sag girls. We love the fire sign girls. Yeah, it's yours and Sagittarius. I'm an Aries, so we're all fire signs. So
we get on with Aries, yeah.
But here's the thing for me. So again, very interesting, and again, no way to clarify it except if you understand it. But even though I know that you're not religious in this lifetime, you have, however, been a nun in a previous life, which for me is very interesting, and also a school teacher in another energy, another life. I feel like children, and I say children, I mean like, you know, 15 years and younger, are very attracted to you, especially the little kids. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I do resonate quite a lot. And it's funny, as a child, when I was growing up, I really wanted to be a nun. So, yeah, I can really take that.
So you're just kind of, you really are, I have to say, you know, and again, you know, I'm not about blowing smoke up everybody's butt or, you know, as they say, sugarcoating. Mm-hmm. Because it serves me and you no purpose, but you really are on so many levels the embodiment of who you've always been. And so you have this natural ability to be able to, very intuitive for me, very, you know, you've got that, you know, again, the healing energy. So for me, when I say that, you have the capability to be able to even just have a conversation with someone who is really in need of their own guidance. And just spending an hour or 2 hours of time with you actually makes them feel so much better.
Oh,
so
definitely.
You've really changed a lot of people's lives over the years. And
yeah.
I don't even necessarily know that you know directly who you've affected, and even indirectly. And I almost feel like I want to say, too, that there's a very strong mothering energy with you. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Would it be fair? Are you a mother yourself?
I am, yeah.
Okay.
I'm a mum in spirit, so yeah. But I know that energy is quite close to me as well, yeah.
Okay, but would that be a connection to three also?
To three
children. Is there a connection to the three children?
With myself? Oh, right, okay. Oh, with the mother link. Not myself, but the mother link, yes.
Okay. And the other thing for me here is this, too. You know, everybody was talking about job changes tonight, but I almost feel like with you, not so much the job change, but I feel like a move. So when Spirit shows me suitcases, I get two pieces of information from that. One, that you're either going on a vacation or a holiday.
I'm off to Barbados in 3 weeks today, actually. 3 weeks today. Off to the Caribbean for Christmas, so yeah.
Okay. So thank you. But then the other piece of information that comes for me with that is also that you're thinking of contemplating or in the process of moving. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I almost want to say this too. Okay. I don't know if this makes sense, but are you separated right now?
I am, yeah. Yeah, I have been for quite some time, yeah.
Yeah, but we're talking for more than 5 years, correct?
Yeah, 13, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I'm only young as well, but, you know, as you were saying about learning and experiences, I've needed to do that journey to get where I am today, do you know what I mean? And I suppose that's when the healing and the reflection and everything comes into place and gives me the wisdom, do you know what I mean, which then obviously I can relate to other people. So I'm very thankful for it, yeah.
Okay, but now this trip that you're taking with some lady friends, yes?
No, I'm going with my son, and I'm going with my sister and my niece and nephew. It'll be really
okay,
nice.
Okay. I'm just going to say this. just be open, because I have a feeling that you may meet somebody on your trip.
What,
my intuitive feels that.
What hotel in Barbados? No, don't tell me. Don't tell me. That would be just too...
You may have Colin to show up, darling.
Well, I'm doing a cruise the first week. I'm doing a cruise around the Caribbean and then a week in Barbados. So, yeah, I've split it up. So a week water.
I was just going to say this. Be prepared to meet someone very unexpectedly but expectedly on this cruise who I think will surprise you and connect with you really, really well, almost like really two old souls reigniting. Or, you know, meeting up again. And it's not the first time that you've actually come across another older soul. I mean, you have an old soul to begin with.
Yeah.
And as far as your separation goes and your ex goes, you know, I got to be honest with you. Spirit keeps making me feel like you knew the first year in that it wasn't going to work.
Yeah. Yeah,
but I almost feel like you stayed for, a bunch of reasons that really... I almost feel like the first, you know, four, 4 years into that whole energy of that relationship was almost detrimental to you. Like, would it be fair to say that there was some physical difficulties in that relationship?
It was, and he ended up taking his own life as well. So, yeah, it ended pretty nasty. When I look at it, I do think that, you know, he sort of came into...
I just want to ask this really quick, but do you understand the name Andrew or Andy?
No, but I've been given that loads, absolutely loads.
Okay, I'm just going to tell you to keep that name in your space because I keep hearing Spirit give me that name to give to you, Andrew or Andy. If you meet somebody in the cruise named Andrew, holy crap, call me.
Victoria, I hate to cut you loose here, but we have a lot of people in the hold. Good luck on your cruise in Barbados and all of that, and keep your mind open. He might be out there. And if it is Andy, you better let us know.
You have to let me know. But the name Andrew and Andy comes in very connected, so just keep your eyes and ears, you know, peeled. And have an amazing, amazing time. And don't forget to put the sunblock on because I feel like you burn really easy.
Oh, yeah. No, brilliant. Oh, thank you very, very much for taking time out.
Oh, God bless.
No problem. You know, thank you, everybody.
Blessings on your household. Don't go offline yet, Victoria. Stay listening for a few more minutes.
All right. No problem.
And I'm sorry to have to cut it short there, Ali, but
don't worry.
Lining up like soldiers on me here.
Trying
to get there. We have Belle from North Carolina. Belle, you are on the air with Ali.
Hi, Ali.
Hi, Belle. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, sweetie?
I'm good. So Belle is a colleague of mine. She's also another psychic medium, and she's my friend. And she does her own show as well. And Belle and I do a show once a month called Wheel of Psychic with our friend Andy Brewer. Sometimes it's Derek White, Sky Cloud, and it's a fun show. It's over on Pop Odyssey. So what's up, Ms. Belle? How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, sweetie. I wanted to listen in and give you some support.
Thank you.
Yeah, because you're just awesome, and I have to just kind of blow your horn. You know,
aww,
folks that are listening, you know, you're talking to one of the best.
Look at that.
Aww. Oh, my
Can't
God.
Can't get much better than an endorsement there.
No, I'm going to have to send a bigger PayPal payment next month.
Well, I tell you what, not that we don't want to listen to you, my dear, but I do have to bang through these calls, otherwise we'll never make the bottom.
No, absolutely. I didn't want a reading. I just wanted to call and tell Ali I love her and let your listeners know she's awesome.
God bless you. Thank you.
Have a good...
I cut her off. Have a good... Probably Thanksgiving. You're in the States. We've had our Thanksgiving already.
We have
Richard from Iowa has been on the line about 25 minutes holding. Good evening, Richard. Welcome to Night Talk Radio. You're on the air with Ali.
Well, good evening to you and to Ali, too. I've enjoyed the energy so far on the show.
Hi, Richard. How are you?
I'm good, Ali. How are you?
I'm good. Oh, my God. How stinking cute are you?
What was that now?
I said, how stinking cute are you? I love your energy.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate
you
that.
You are so my believer and my skeptic all at the same time, yes?
It's kind of true, but... that goes for everything. I'm both everywhere.
You are, and you are very left brain sexy.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So what that tells me is you're for me energetically you are a great communicator. That you're really very adept at all those things that I'm so not adept at, like probably computers and. Things that are a little bit of a technical or electronic nature. Would that make sense?
I am, yes.
and do you are you an engineer by trade or connected in that space?
No.
Okay.
I'll tell you the strange thing. Actually, I do intuitive work as well, too. So it's
I know, but you're very
yeah.
Yes, but that's why I said you're my believer and my skeptical at the same time, which I love.
Yeah,
but you have the capabilities. You could have been an engineer. I mean, that's how intelligent, how smart you are.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I do understand things like that very intuitively. So, yeah.
Yeah, very much so. And so so are you upping your – you do Reiki healing also, right?
You know what? It's sort of – I call it energetic healing, but –
Yes.
I don't do it with my hands. I kind of do it with my voice.
Yeah, like a tonal or a sound healer.
Right, right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But that's why I said how stinking cute are you. I could tell just from your energy of your voice. So when's your birthday?
February 25th.
Aw, we got a Pisces. We love that.
Yes.
And my daughter is the 28th, so we love our... So our end of the month Pisces.
Yeah, it can be challenging, but it's fun.
Well, yeah, but I have to say, you know, Pisces are just naturally very intuitive anyway.
Yeah.
The problem is, you know, you want to know and you don't all at the same time. So.
Well, it's true. Yeah,
you know, and the experience is interesting. But here's the thing for me with you, okay? When I say Reiki energy for people, you know, that's just one form of it because most people understand, you know, Reiki and it's about energy. But there's vibrational energy, tonal energy. There is reconnective energy, which, you know, Dr. Eric Pearl teaches. There's lots of different forms and types of healing energies out there, Qigong, you know, all kinds of different things people can do, Tai Chi, which is, you know, very cathartic and very healing for people that want to kind of step into another space for themselves. For you, I kind of feel like you're about to take whatever you're doing to the next level by the beginning, I want to say, of next summer. So I kind of feel like you've got two projects, and I call them projects, on the back burner. Would that make sense?
Yes, yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. So the first project I think you're going to come forward with by January. I almost feel like we're going to launch it at some point in January.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost want to say around the 22nd to the 25th of January is what I feel like a launch date. And then the second project that's on the burner, I feel like you're going to collaborate with someone else and then launch that by the summer. Would that make sense?
It could very well be, yes.
You know, I'm going to say it to you this way. Whatever you've got going on, both of them are going to be successful. Both of them are going to bring another element to the work that you're doing, right? Would that make sense when I say it that way?
Yes, it does. I just moved, and so I'm trying to connect with people here. But I have connections all over the place. But I just like to make some connections with people here, you know.
You will, but you've got to do it in a way that doesn't scare the crap out of them, because
the
area that you're in, there are people that want to know but don't want to know, and there are people that are really intrigued by it, you know, but they don't know enough about it. And so if you do it in a slow, progressive nature, where you do like a free lecture series at the library, and you start to introduce healing energy, to introduce intuitive energy, and you do it on a slow pace, you will eventually start to, you know, bring other people into understanding who they are, their soul's purpose, and moving them into a space of healing energy. And you can even do, you know, one night of, you know, tonal healing energy for everybody. You know, so, I mean, where you're, and I get where you're looking to go. So on that level, yes, that will make manifest is the way I hear it, but it's going to probably take you about a year to 2 years to get it to where you'd like to see it, number one.
Yeah.
Number two, with the other projects I was talking about, and the second one especially, that one I feel like you've got more of an international flavor or flair with it. So don't limit yourself to just local or even just your state. Allow yourself to kind of cross the barriers a little bit.
So yeah, there you
I'd
go, Richard. Richard, tell you what, send an email to the show too, Richard, nighttalkradio @gmail.com, and we'll introduce you to a couple of psychic teams that are around your area there, and maybe they can give you a little bit of help also.
I will do that, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem at all, sir. Thank you
hey,
for your
Richard,
call.
Hey, and Richard, one more thing. Don't forget, I want you to make sure you pay attention, mind, body, spirit. So drink some water. Make sure your nutritional energy is in the right space because you haven't been taking care of yourself in the last 6 months. Just saying.
Yeah, I had surgery in September, so I understand exactly what you're saying.
Okay, good. Yeah. We're on the same page. Love you.
Okay.
God bless.
Okay, and we're heading to the final caller of the night, Jeanette from California, San Francisco, California. And each one of our guests tonight have asked where they're from and what their temperatures are. And Jeanette, I didn't even bother asking because just even the thought that she's in California, where it's always nice. Good evening, Jeanette. Welcome to the show. Allie's on the line. You have a question?
No, I really don't have a question. I just want to say, hi, Allie. It's Jeanette Hambleton.
I knew it was you. Oh, my God. I must be freaking psychic.
Although I
gotta say, for some reason, I thought you were up in. I always thought you were either in Oregon or Washington State.
Well, I was. I was, but we moved.
Okay, when did you move? I don't even know. Say,
3.5 years ago.
Oh, Jesus God!
But we've been there twice. But we've been, you know, here for 3.5 years. And I saw the post, and I thought, you know what? I think I'm just going to call in. And just let it flow and see what comes out of her.
I adore you. Jeanette has been my wounded warrior supporter. And Jeanette posted a few years back on my Facebook page. I was going through a very difficult time. And of course, out of the blue, and Hugh, if you're paying attention, when you asked about coincidence or synchronicity, I could have said this was a coincidence of what was going on in my life at the time, but I think more like it was synchronicity. And she posted this video about wounded warriors, and it was so in alignment and so synchronistic to what was going on in my life, and not just mine, but some of my clients, that it was just something I was like. So I've always called Jeanette my earth angel.
Are you psychic, Jeanette? Do you have sensitivity?
Yes, I believe so. I think Allie can answer that question, too.
Yes, yes, she does. And her husband, too. He's very intuitive, and Jeanette and her husband. And, yes, Jeanette definitely is. And Jeanette's more, she's more the grounding earth energy healer for me. She just kind of knows, it's like having a best friend that knows exactly what to say at the moment and not know what's going on in your life.
Yeah.
So, and my ears are ringing, the high-pitch ring, that's the angel validation for you, Jeanette. But that's what I think you're going to shift into moving to doing, is working more and more with the angels and with your guides and shifting into another place of really working on a healing vibration. So taking like even the wounded warriors and sort of helping them rebuild and sort of re-empower them to get back on their feet and step out into the world, re-energized. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
And I kind of feel like you've taken a couple of people even under your wing very, very quietly. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so you're in San Francisco in that area now?
Yeah, we're out in the East Bay. We just say San Francisco. We're in Dublin, which is out in the East Bay between San Jose and San Francisco.
Okay, so
further inland.
But you're not too far from the water, though, right?
About an hour.
Okay.
We love the water.
Well, you both would. It's very grounding for you. So even if you're an hour away, make sure that you have something that's reflective of either like a fountain in your house that the water's constantly flowing. You know, make sure the house is a little feng shuied a little bit because that's going to really also bring in some of that prosperity for you both. I don't know if this makes sense, but financially, even though you moved and made some changes, but I still kind of feel like we're on the fence here. So it's not bad, but it's not great. But the financial energy is an issue, yeah?
Yeah. Well, we lease, and our homeowner has decided to sell the home we live in. So we just found a home, and we've been on the fence trying to make a choice because of the difference in the cost of the two of what we're living in now and what we're going to. It's $1,500 a month more.
So would one of the houses be in a color that I would say is more of a sort of a rose-colored energy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's they're calling it a Santa Barbara-style house, and it has that color on it. And I do have a now in the backyard, and it's beautiful. Always water. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And I have a recording of birds.
I'll be honest. My feeling to tell you is to gear yourself more towards the rose-colored energy of that house.
Okay.
I almost feel like energetically it's really where you need to be. I feel like it's more centered, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
It's not very big, but it's almost perfect. It's like just what you need at this moment. And there's enough room for you to be able to do some work and to work from home a little bit and also to start working, doing things with working with the angels, whether you're doing readings or just healings with it. But that's kind of the space I feel like you're in. And that house would be perfect for you to do that. As a matter of fact, what are the numbers on that house? Do you know?
Yes. 488.
I love those numbers. I love the eight. And it adds up to a two. So, I don't know. I have to ask one of my friends who do numerology what the two totally means. But like for me, I know I live in 102, which adds up to a three, which a three is a huge number in my numerology energy and whatever. So, but I love the eights. So, and the eights are always about abundance.
Home is very it's secluded and it's got beautiful views and.
But I feel like it's within reach for you. And so in other words, even financially, and I'm going to say this, I even think that if you put the bid in on that house, you might get it for about, I want to say $20,000 to $25,000 less than what the asking price is.
Well, this would be a good thing. It's a little closer to Larry's work and we were looking for that too. So,
and Jeanette, thank you very much for your call, my dear. I'm sorry, girls. We have to bring it to an end.
Okay, sending big warm hugs and love.
You too. Love you to pieces. God bless.
I hate cutting things short. You guys are
I know, but that's your job.
But once you get chatting, Allie, it's, it's hard to get a word in edgewise because you got all this information coming out in such a rapid fire.
I even do that with my private sessions because it's like, I want to be able to give everything that I've got,
right?
To people because that's what it's about. It's not,
I get it completely. So, Allie, how can people find you? Give some kind of email address or a website?
Yes, sir. So they can find me at alliecheslick.com. It's alliecheslick.com. You can Google my name and find me that way. I'm on facebook.com/AllieCheslickFans, FANS. I'm on twitter.com/AllieCheslick. I'm on LinkedIn under Allie Cheslick. Like I'm, anything, just put my name and then all my stuff will just sort of pop up.
You will, I tell you. Allie, it's been an absolute pleasure. I really appreciate you taking time for us tonight.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so happy that we connected, and thanks to David Baker for the connection. And and you are just too stinking cute. I love that accent. Oh, my God. And Hugh, you're really cute. I got that whole Canadian about. I can hear that Canadian accent. So I thank you. I love, honor, and appreciate you, and I hope we can do this again soon because it's just such a pleasure.
Oh, we will. I absolutely assure you, Allie.
Next time, I want to scare Hugh a little bit.
Okay,
next
time it's a deal. Have a good night, Allie.
Okay. You too. God bless.
Well, Hugh, bye-bye. I tell you, that's wow. That 90 minutes.
She's bubbling.
Oh, like a blink of an eye, Like I said, wind her up and let her go. It's probably the best way to explain it is wind her up and let her go. Her information is so on the mark. That's what I love about it. So on the mark.
Yeah, she's so bubbly. Just so easy to listen to.
She is. Well, we've hit 90 minutes, so that's it. That's all. Another edition of Night Talk Radio Live. We will be back next week with another special guest. We will announce in the next couple of days, and you're going to love this one. So, Hugh, we will chat with you soon, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Take care of yourself now.
Hey there, got a minute? We all have busy lives, and sometimes we forget the small things in life that make many people happy. We work hard and we earn a great deal of money, or we hope to, and we spend a great deal of money. And yet there are those in our world who have no money to spend. There are those in this world that are fighting for survival as we speak. Give a moment to think of those people. Do what you can as a good human being. Do what you can to help their world be a little brighter. Good night, and we'll catch you back here on the next edition. This has been a TerraChat Network production.